This is Colorado Public Radio News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A state audit found it impossible to verify financial records from Colorado's Labor Department. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The state auditor found that the Labor Department fell behind on reporting financial figures for Colorado's unemployment program last year. The agency's reports on hundreds of millions of dollars of transactions were late or incomplete. Here's Phil Spessart, the department's benefit services manager.
Always easy to go back after the fact and look at things and tell parties where they did them wrong or you didn't appropriately make some adjustments here. But it does provide some lessons learned so that we can continue to move forward in the future.
The accounting problems came as the department dealt with a surge of unemployment claims. The audit covered the fiscal year ending in June of 2020. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The statewide COVID-19 dial has ended, but that doesn't mean Colorado is fully open. Counties will issue their own public health orders to control the spread of the virus. For example, mask mandates are still in effect for public indoor places in Denver, things like restaurants and gyms. And with cases on the rise in Colorado, health experts say personal responsibility is more important than ever, as only 1 in 4 Coloradans are fully vaccinated. Colorado has received an additional $1.6 million from the federal government for COVID-19-related costs. In total, FEMA has provided the state with more than $500 million in pandemic aid. The money's been used for things like personal protective equipment, testing, and vaccine rollout. And you're listening to Colorado Public Radio.